Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Thank God the Leafs game was boring. Now, hear me out on this. Now, it was exciting if you bet the over, and it was exciting, you know, just especially those moments where the Leafs were just throwing them past Peter Mrazek. But overall, the post-game analysis is actually fairly dull, which means mission accomplished by the Maple Leafs, and I'm here for it. I really didn't want to do what the hell is wrong with this team. They're so emotionally immature, blah, blah, blah. I mean, beyond a horrible turnover by Yarncroc, what else is there to say? Five different players scored. Matthews looked great. Samsonov did his job. Again, mission accomplished. So I turned to the NBA. And around 12:30 tonight, 12:30 in the morning, the Clippers-Suns game will be over, and the NBA All-Star Game weekend phase of the season will kick off. We'll just be in All-Star Game mode. And I was watching the Heat and the Nets and the Mavs-Nuggets last night, and I started to rank which teams I would most be rooting for and which teams I would hate to see win a title. And then through it all, I came to one team that I think might be the most fascinating. We'll get there. Now, there are so many obvious ones. If a team's got Harden, Kyrie, or Durant on it, they are out for me. I can't handle the karma ramifications if those players got a title after their shenanigans over the past half decade. Philly, Phoenix, and Mavs, you are out. I'm sorry, Luka. I'm sorry, Devin Booker. Yeah, I'm not so sorry for you, Joel Embiid. There are the teams I'm kind of in the middle about. You know, Boston, you've done enough winning, but I don't hate you. I love Giannis, but Milwaukee won just 2 years ago. I actually don't really have contempt for the Clippers. Kawhi just wanted to go home. I can't hold that against him. Now, if not for the Raptors, I'm rooting hard for Denver or Memphis. Fun teams, young teams, lots of important Canadians. An extended Morant or Nikola Jokic run would be great. But then last night, I found the team that has no chance to win at all, but damn would it be fun if they did. FanDuel has them at 120 to 1 to win it all. But I have to admit, I'm kind of rooting for the Brooklyn Nets. Now, yes, they are guilty of giving too much power to immature stars, but hey, the deal they made with the devil, the Faustian bargain they did. I'm using a Faust reference in honor of Al's brother, who talked about how he was a star in English in university. We love to chat about old literature. We all would have made that same deal that the Nets did. In mid-January, that team was competing for a top two spot in the East. Then at the start of February, Kyrie said he wanted to be traded. He was held out with that deadly disease known as calf soreness. Soon after that, he was traded. Soon after that, Kevin Durant was traded to the Phoenix Suns. Since the start of the Kyrie news, the team, 3-4, but you can't blame them. But last night, they beat Miami 116-105. Mikal Bridges started, had a career-high 45 points. Ties season-high that Kevin Durant has had. The starters, Dorian Finney-Smith from Dallas, Cameron Johnson from Phoenix, Mikal Bridges from Phoenix, Spencer Dinwiddie from Dallas, they all joined up with Nick Claxton. You had Cam Thompson coming off the bench, and the 21-year-old, who was a late first-round pick in 2021, a week ago, had three straight games of 40 points or more. There's talent, there's fun there. So you have an entire team made up of trade pieces, cast-offs, players deemed not good enough for their own team. Imagine the story, it writes itself. A ragtag bunch of misfits, many of them young and talented, thrown together because of the selfish whims of the NBA's elite, who are always used to getting their way. Oh, but what about a deep Nets playoff run? That would be two middle fingers to player empowerment run amok. Who wouldn't love to see the Nets beat Harden and the 76ers or go on a playoff run deeper than either Durant and the Suns or Kyrie and the Mav? Damn, that is what I want. In fact, I want the Nets to do so well. I want them to do so well that in 4 months from now, all three of those guys try to get traded back to Brooklyn. Okay, that's going too far. But then so is backing a team that has a chances of winning it all is 120-1. We love a good underdog story. This would be that. We love a good redemption story. A coming out of nowhere tale. And also just sticking it to the NBA elite. Oh my God, that is a boule base of fun. And I want to dive right into that with a big old ladle. If the basketball gods can't give us a surprising Raps run, then please give us one with the Brooklyn Nets. And that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.